Dave, we've just discussed what a pity that we missed the launch. Why did it happen? Why the launch was postponed just once again?
We didn't really postpone the launch. We never called it on. We were looking at a launch opportunity that was going to come up on the 7th of July. And we need about 3 days to set the launch up. The first day, we get the team together. We've got some people coming from Sydney. The gas guys are coming from Sydney. We have to organise the crane and the forklifts and a whole load of other stuff. The second day, we actually get out on site, we assemble the balloon. And the third day, we put gas in the balloon overnight. And the third day, first thing in the morning, the balloon launches. As we were running up towards this decision point, we were looking at the launch window, and it was quite a narrow window. There was a short window of opportunity. There's bad weather coming in later on the 7th and into the 8th, that the rain will start, that kind of thing. The forecast was very tight. It was just on the limits of what we thought we could get the balloon inflated and launched in. As we were looking at it, we agonised, and we delayed and delayed, wondering if we could do this. In the end, we decided that the launch window wasn't good enough to get the balloon out, because it burns up resources, it tires people out. And if we get the balloon out of its packing, we assemble it, and we don't launch, then we have to get another team together to pack the balloon away, especially because there was rain following this launch window, and if it was on the ground, it would get soaked and damaged. I'm at the airport flying back to the UK because I have other commitments. I've been replaced as launch master by Don Cameron, and their plan is to drive back to Northam tonight. They're going to go to the airport and stand in the airport late at night and look at the sky and feel the wind and try and decide whether we made the right decision or not. It's that tight.
Didn't we have this weather, say, a week ago, last Friday or Saturday?
Yes, the original launch, we had a fantastic, the original one, which we did postpone. We cancelled the launch 24 hours before launch, at the point where we were going to get the balloon out. We had the gas guys here, we had the crane on site, people were arriving to set the balloon up. And then we had perfect launch conditions. We had exactly the weather we needed on the surface to inflate the balloon. We had a nice day the day before to do our assembly. It was fantastically calm overnight. It would have been a great launch opportunity. But for that flight, the other half of the weather was wrong. That we had the track the balloon would take from after takeoff when it got up to altitude would have taken it along the south coast of Australia towards Tasmania, and there was a cold front lying exactly along that route, so it would have launched the balloon straight into poor weather, into clouds, into rain, possible turbulence, and you know, it would have caused icing and could have brought the balloon down.